We are talking about the Christ connection.
Orang nyariuskeun ngeunaan hubungan sareng Kristus.
Oh, how thankful I am that I am connected to God through Christ.
Abdi muji syukur kumargi abdi nyambung sareng Allah alatan Kristus.
And as you listen to this message tonight,
mentawis urang ngadangukeun pesen wengi ieu,
you'll be connected.
Kadek baris kahubungan.
God is reaching out to you right now.
Allah nuju ngahontal saderek waktu sieu.
That's why he sent me to you.
Ieu margina mantenang ngutus abdi.
God has sent me to you.
Allah parantos ngutus abdi ka saderek.
I'm important.
Abdi ieu penting.
I've been all over the world.
Abdi parantos angkat ka seluruh dunya.
80 different nations.
80 negara nu benten.
Preaching to 25,000 to a quarter of a million day after day for 55 years.
25,000 dugi ka saparapat juta dinten salami 55 dinten.
Preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ to people.
Ngawartakeun Injil Yesus Kristus ka jalmi-jalmi.
Beautiful people.
Jalmi-jalmi anu endah.
People made in God's image.
Diciptakeun dina rupa Allah.
Every human person is made in God's image.
Manusia diciptakeun numutkeun rupa Allah.
And have the potential of receiving God's grace in them.
Durunga gaduhan potensi nampi anugerah Allah.
And becoming all that God wants them to be.
Jantenkeun anu dipikahoyong ku Allah pikeun dilakukeun.
They just need information.
Anjeunna mung meuyogikeun informasi.
You see, faith is not a problem.
Iman teu janten masalah.
If we have information.
Urang ngagaduhan informasi.
And the purpose of these studies.
Tujuan tina pengajaran ieu.
About the Christ connection.
Ngeunaan hubungan sareng Kristus.
Is to give you information.
Pangumasihan informasi.
That will build you in Christ.
Baris ngawangun di lebet Kristus.
May God give you the ability by His Spirit to receive these truths.
Ya Pangeran masihan kemampuan ku rohna kanggo nampi bebeneran.
We're talking about the miracle, the message and the ministry of miracles.
Ngeunaan mujizat pesen sareng pelayanan mujizat-mujizat.
These seven lessons are all based in the first sentence in the book of Acts, sentence as it appears in the English version.
Tujuh pengajaran udu masar kana kalima kahiji dina kitab rasul diserat dina versi bahasa Inggris.
You see, I've journeyed to the world all of my life.
Kada terang abdi perantos ka sakuliah dunya.
As I get older,
mentawis abdi beuki sepuh,
the thing I long for
anu dipikasono ku abdi
is to impart what I know with young preachers.
Nyata ngimpartasikeun naon anu terang ka para pangkhotbah ngora.
That's the purpose of these seven studies.
Ieu tujuan tina tujuh pengajaran ieu.
I was profoundly impressed when I discovered these seven indispensable principles.
Abdi ngesankeun pisan waktos abdi ngingkeun tujuh prinsip anu moal sangsaya deui.
Particularly when I discovered them in the first sentence in the book of Acts in my Bible.
Terutami waktos abdi mendakan prinsip ieu dina halaman nu kahiji kitab rasul.
Your Bible might have it in two or three sentences.
Suci saderek nyerat kenana dina dua atau napi tilu kalimah.
But it comprises four verses, the first four verses of the book of Acts.
Ieu tina opat ayat ka opat ayat anu kahiji dina kitab rasul.
Now this is what impressed me.
Ieu nu ngesankeun ka abdi.
Here we have four accounts of the ministry and teachings of Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
Ieu urang terang sakalima pelayanan tun pangajaran Yesus, Matius, Markus, Lukas, sareng Yohanes.
And then we have the Acts of the Apostles, the next book.
Urang gaduhan padamelan rasul-rasul dina kitab salajengna.
Where those books join.
Waktos ieu dihijikeun.
There I found that sentence.
Jadinya mendakan kalimah eta.
And I thought, isn't that the best place in the Bible to find these principles?
Dan ieu tempat pangsaenan dina kitab suci kanggo mendakan prinsip ieu.
The ministry of Jesus has been manifested for 3.5 years.
Pelayanan ieu dimanispasekeun salami 3.5 tahun.
He came as we taught in the first lesson to show us what God is like.
Anjeunna sumping sapertos dina pangajaran anu kahiji nujukeun Allah.
Then he came, as I pointed out in the second lesson, to show us what we are like.
Anjeunna sumping ditegaskeun dina pangajaran kadua kanggo nunjukeun urang.
So he demonstrated God.
Janten anjeunna ngademonstrasikeun Allah.
And he demonstrated you.
Ngademonstrasikeun saderek.
Your potential in God.
Potensi saderek di lebet Allah.
After he had shown us God and us.
Saparantos anjeunna nunjukeun ka urang Allah sareng urang.
Then he took upon himself our sins and died as our lamb, our sacrificial lamb for our sins.
Anjeunna nyadak dosa-dosa urang sareng maot saperti anak domba, domba anu dikorbankeun kanggo dosa-dosa urang.
He bore our sins.
Anjeunna nanggung dosa-dosa urang.
Our diseases.
Panyakit urang.
Our judgment.
Panghakiman urang.
Our punishment.
Hukuman urang.
Everything that was charged against humanity, Christ bore and put away.
Setiap hal tanggungan manusia ku Kristus ditanggungna.
Shed his blood.
Ucurkeun getihna.
Laid down his life.
Nyerahkeun nyawana.
And died.
Sareng pupus.
He gave his life.
Anjeunna nyerahkeun nyawana.
They didn't take it from him.
Nyandak cuman tenna.
He gave his life.
Anjeunna nyerahkeun nyawana.
He died.
Anjeunna pupus.
Why?
Kunaon?
So we don't have to.
Baras urang teu dikedah binasa.
The wages of sin is death.
Upah dosa teh maut.
The soul that sins shall die.
Jiwa nu doraka baris binasa.
We've all sinned.
Urang sadaya doraka.
Must we all die?
Nah, kada urang sadaya binasa.
Would God be pleased with that?
Nah, pangeran resepeun.
Never.
Henteu.
The Bible says.
Kitab suci nyaros.
He's not willing that anybody should perish.
Antenna alim saurang oge anu binasa.
So God stepped in.
Janten pangeran lebet.
We didn't want him.
Kurang temi koyong na.
Nobody asked for a savior.
Teu aya anu nyuhunkeun juru salamet.
Though we didn't want him, he wanted us.
Kana jan urang teu mi koyong na, tapi anjeunna mi koyong ka urang.
And he so loved the world.
Sakitu mi kanyana ka dunya ieu.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Tapi ka putra anu tunggal oge dipasrahkeun.
To bear the punishment of our sins.
Teu nanggung dosa-dosa urang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if we believe that he did it for us, we will not perish.
Urang moal binasa.
No.
Moal.
But we will have everlasting life.
Urang baris kenging hirup nu langgeng.
That is the hope of the believer.
Ieu teh harepan jalmi percanten.
Do you believe that?
Nah, saderek percanten.
Now, then God raised him from the dead according to the scriptures.
Gusti ngagugahkeun anjeunna ti alam maut nurutkeun pangandikanna.
And he came back and met with his followers.
Anjeunna sumping deui papendak sareng para muridna.
I'll talk about this in the sixth lesson.
Abdi nyeritakeun perkawis dina pelajaran kagenep.
And for 40 days appeared at different intervals and talked to them.
Kalami 40 dinten anjeunna nembongan ngawulang sareng nyarios ka muridna.
And ascended before them and went back to the Father.
Naik ka sawarga dipayuneun maranehna mulang ka Rama. Salik di tengen Rama.
He sat down on the right hand of the Father. And the Bible says he ever lives to make intercession for us.
Kitab nyarios anjeunna terasirup kanggo janten pangantara urang.
He triumphed over Satan.
Anjeunna king ti setan.
Destroyed the works of the devil.
Hancurkeun padamelan-padamelan iblis.
Gave us the victory.
Urang janten meunang.
Healed us.
Nyelametkeun urang.
Saved us.
Urang.
Redeemed us.
Nembus urang.
Delivered us.
Ngaleupaskeun urang.
Restored us.
Mulihkeun urang.
Brought us back to him as friends and partners.
Anjeunna salaku kanca sareng mitrana.
So tonight the question is, what is your response to all of this? Each night, in each of these sessions,
tiap sesi ieu,
we are posing a major question that affects you as a believer.
Abdi masihan hiji patarosan penting anu mangaruhan anu percanten.
Or that affects you as a witness of Jesus Christ.
Tanapi nu mangaruhan saksi Yesus Kristus.
Tonight the question is,
ungi ieu patarosanana,
what brings out God's best in us?
Naon nu kaluar nu pangsaena ti Allah dina hirup urang.
Even if you're not converted.
Kanaon saderek teu tobat.
I ask you.
Abdi nyungkeun saderek.
I'll tell you.
Abdi masihan terang.
There's something that you can know.
Anu kedah saderek terang.
That will bring out God's best in you. Bari cenah
kaluar ku pangsaena ti Allah dina diri saderek.
You may be following another religion.
Saderek panginten ngiring agama sanes.
God loves you.
Gusti mikasih saderek.
God made you. God made you.
Gusti ngadamel saderek.
God created you.
Gusti nyiptakeun saderek.
And God cares for you.
Gusti mirosea saderek.
And he sent me to you.
Ngutus abdi.
To suggest this question.
Pangunaroskeun patarosan ieu.
What could bring out the best in you?
Naon tiasa dikaluarkeun pangsaena tina diri saderek.
And let me give you the answer to that question.
Didian abdi masihan warang ka patarosan tadi.
Know what God's plan is and how you fit into it.
Terang naon rencana Allah sareng kumaha lebet jerona.
I'm telling you, I have lived 55 years of the happiest ministry of anybody in the world.
Abdi masihan terang abdi tos ngalaman 55 tahun di pelayanan pangbagjana di dunia ieu.
Why am I happy?
Abdi bagja.
Because I've seen millions of lives lifted and changed by the knowledge of Jesus.
Kumargi abdi tos ningali jutaan jalmi hirupna diangkat sareng dirobi kumargi kenal ka Yesus.
When Christ comes to a person,
Kristus Kristus sumping ka urang pribadi,
and when people get an understanding,
Kristus jalmi-jalmi kenging pangartosan,
of the simplicity of God's design for people,
sederhana rancangan Allah kanggo manusia,
and then behold, they find out how they can be part of God's plan.
Ingali aranjeuna janten bagian tina rancangan Allah.
It brings dignity to the human person.
Nyanak martabat ka pribadi manusia.
Associated with God.
Janten mitrana Allah.
Doing big kingdom business.
Ngalakukeun padamelan agung kerajaanana.
Hallelujah. An ambassador or ambassadress for God.
Utusan Gusti pamegat atanapi istri. Hallelujah.
What brings out our best?
Naon anu ngaluarkeun pangsaena ti urang?
Knowing what God's will is,
rang kana pangersala,
or knowing what God's plan is,
rencana Allah,
and knowing how we fit into it.
Terang naha urang cocok di lebetna.
It's vital that we understand the importance of this sentence that I'm talking about.
Penting pisan urang ngartos kalima anu ku abdi nuju dicarioskeun.
This statement.
Pernyataan ieu.
Between the Gospels and the Book of Acts.
Antawis Injil sareng Kitab Rasul-Rasul.
There we hear the words of God.
Jadinya orang ngadangu dawuhan.
And we read those marvelous statements.
Orang ngawas pernyataan-pernyataan luar biasa ieu.
When Luke wrote it.
Lukas nyeratkeunana.
He started out talking of all that Jesus began to do and teach.
Ngawitannya harus perkawis hadaya anu dilakukan sareng diajarkan ngawitan ku Yesus.
That was our first lesson.
Ieu pelajaran anu ngawitan.
Jesus, our model.
Yesus teh, contoh urang.
Until the day he was taken up.
Kanjeunna diangkat.
That was our second lesson.
Eta teh pelajaran nu kadua.
Inspiration as we look at him.
Kan inspirasi waktos urang ningali ka anjeunna.
And now we look at the next part of that verse.
Urang ningali ka bagian salajengna ti ayat ieu.
Jesus through the Holy Ghost gave commandment to his followers.
Yesus ngalangkungan roh suci masihan hiji parentah ka murid-muridna.
Now think a little bit.
Ayeuna imutan sakedik.
His command calls for our obedience.
Parentahna nyuhunkeun kataatan urang.
Knowing his will,
karangka pangersana,
motivates our response.
Nah, dorong tanggapan urang.
Positive or negative?
Positif atanapi negatif.
I've responded positively.
Abdi tos nanggap secara positif.
Now listen, I forgot to read these verses.
Ayeuna dangukeun abdi hilap.
In the 26th chapter of Acts.
Dina Rasul-rasul 26.
Paul is telling about what happened after he got converted.
Paulus nuju nyarioskeun anu kajantenan waktos anjeunna tobat.
Jesus appeared to him.
Yesus nembongan ka anjeunna.
And said, "Arise and stand upon your." We're talking tonight about response to God's will.
Ieu urang nuju nyarioskeun perkawis tanggapan ka pangersala.
Verse 16.
Ayat 16.
Rise and stand upon your feet.
Geura tengkat, pek, nangtung. Kaminem.
For I have appeared to you for this purpose.
Kaminem bongan teh rek ngangkat maneh.
To make you a minister and a witness.
Rek dijadikeun abdi sarta saksi.
Verse 17. Delivering you from the people.
Ayat 17 maneh ku kami rek geus dipilih ti ieu bangsa.
And from the Gentiles.
Di antara bangsa-bangsa lian.
The heathen.
Engke maneh.
And I'm going to send you to them.
Baris diutus.
Verse 18.
18.
To open their eyes.
Bisa ngabuntakeun manona.
And to turn them from darkness to light.
Malar bisa maralik tinu poe kana caang.
And from, oh hallelujah, and from the power of Satan unto the power of God.
Karta tina kawasa setan ku kersa Allah.
That those poor people may receive this inheritance.
Paya lamun geus percaya ka kami dosa marenang pangampura.
This faith that's in me, glory to God.
Kina milu ka bagian ganjaran nu geus disaliakeun pikeun jelema-jelema.
Now Paul is talking. What did he say? He's witnessing before King Agrippa.
Anjeunna nuju nyaksikeun di payungan Raja Agrippa.
He says, sir.
Anjeunna nyaur kanjeng.
As soon as my Lord said that to me.
Katosna Gusti nyeros ka abdi.
I said, okay, I'm for it.
Abdi ngawaler mangga abdi sadia.
Hallelujah. Verse 19 says.
Ayat 18.
Whereupon, O King Agrippa,
tumawi mun kangjeng Raja Agrippa,
I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision.
Eta tinggalan di sabarga teh ku abdi teu pisan-pisan dilalawarakeun.
He responded.
Raja ngaregepkeun.
First, I went to Damascus.
Ngawitan abdi ngabawarkeun teh di Damsik.
Where I was going to arrest the Christians.
Abdi nelasan jalmi-jalmi nu percanten.
Before Jesus appeared to me.
Datatana Yesus nembongan ka abdi.
So after my conversion.
Janten saatos tobat.
I wanted to go back to them first.
Abdi bade muli deui ka maranehna.
Isn't that precious?
Nah, ieu teu ayar.
And he did.
Anjeunna ngalakukeun.
And then I went throughout all the coast of Judea.
Abdi ngangkat ka sakuliah tanah Yudea.
And then I went to the heathen.
Teras ka para tukang berhala.
Sounds like T.L. Osborne talking. I went to the world.
Abdi sumping ka dunya.
Why?
Uh-huh.
So that those heathen people could repent and turn to God.
Jalmi nu teu gaduh Gusti, tiasa tobat sareng milih ka Gusti.
And verse 22.
Ayat 22.
I like this.
Abdi resep ieu.
Having obtained help of God.
Nanging berkah ku pitulungan Allah.
I continue to this day.
Biasa kena ku melendang di alam dunia.
That's the way I feel.
Ieu nu ku dicarioskeun.
At 74 years old.
Dina yeus 74 taun.
In 55 nations. 55 years.
Sekarang 55 taun.
In 80 nations.
Sekarang 80 negara.
Having obtained help from God.
Ku pitulung Gusti.
Oh, hallelujah, I am able to come to you.
Hallelujah, abdi tiasa sumping ka sadare.
I continue to this day.
Abdi tiasa hirup dugi ka ayeuna.
Witnessing both to the small and to the great.
Nyaksikeun hal-hal nu alit sareng ageung.
And that's what I'm here to talk to you about.
And
I'm preaching nothing other than what was written in the Word of God.
Verse 23, that
Christ should
suffer. And
that he should rise from the dead.
And that
he should show light. To the Gentiles, to the heathen, to the unconverted.
Boh kaya bangsa, boh ka bangsa sanesna. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Festus said, you're going crazy, you're so excited about this.
Gelo mane Paulus wuru ku elmu kitu mane.
That's the way I feel sometimes. Revelation of what Jesus has done for you and me.
Naon tang apat sadare?
It's for you. What's your response?
Perkawisnaan anu ku Yesus harus dilakukan kanggo sadere sareng abdi.
What brings out God's best in you?
Naon nu tiasa dikaluarkeun nu pangsena ti Allah dina diri sadere?
He said, "Rise and stand. I've appeared to you for a purpose."
Tenangan dikagera angkat rek pek nangtung. Kami nembongan keur hiji tujuan.
The purpose to go to people.
Tujuan ke yang ke jalma-jalma.
Open their eyes.
Buka panon marane.
Deliver them from the power of the devil.
Lepaskan ti kawasa iblis.
Through the preaching of the gospel.
Liwatan wawaran Injil.
And they'll receive the same inheritance that you've received.
Aranjeuna baris nampi warisan nu sami nu ditampi ku saderek.
Because Christ has risen from the dead.
Kumargi Kristus tos gugah ti alam maut.
And he sent us to give light to the peoples of the world.
Ngutus urang kanggo masihan saang ka jalmi-jalmi di dunya.
That is God's will.
Ieu teh pangresala.
Did you hear me?
Kadarek ngan Bandungan.
That is God's will.
Ieu teh pangresala.
What brings out the best in us?
Naon tiasa dikaluarkeun pangsena dina diri saderek.
To know what God's plan is and discover how we are part of it.
Tong terang rencana Allah sareng mendakan kumaha tiasa ngabantun bagian.
In Acts 9 and 20.
Dina Rasul-rasul 8 ayat 20.
As soon as he was converted,
parantos Paulus tobat.
Straightway he preached Christ that he's the Son of God.
Engal ngawawarkeun perkawis Kristus yen anjeunna teh putra Allah.
Paul was a responder to the will of God.
Paulus teh jalmi anu nanggapan pangresala.
Doing that is what God's will is for every church and every believer.
Ngalakukeun eta teh pangresala kanggo gereja sareng nu persanten.
Oswald J. Smith said, the supreme task of the church is the evangelization of the world.
Tugas nu pangluhurna gereja teh injilan dunya.
Acts 26.
Rasul 26.
The verses I've read
ayat,
to you
ayat nu ku abdi tos diaoskeun
constitute a summary of the will of God, the plan of God for people.
Ringkesan pangersa Allah, rencana Allah kanggo jalmi-jalmi.
It's simple.
Ieu sederhana pisan.
People are lost.
Jalmi-jalmi nu leungit.
Separated from God.
Pisah ti Allah.
Deteriorating in their sin.
Rusak ku dosa aranjeuna.
Alone.
Nyalira.
Afraid.
Ieun.
Insecure.
Gaman.
Bitter.
Nyeri hate.
The cancers of evil eating them away.
Kanker iblis neleg maranehna.
And they'll die.
Maranehna baris maut.
They're God's creation.
Maranehna teh ciptaan Allah.
He loves them.
Maranehna teh mikasih.
He wants them.
Bayongeun.
He wants to come to them.
Sumping ka aranjeuna.
That is God's plan for the world.
Ieu rencana Allah kanggo dunya.
He wants to live in people.
Hirup di lebet jalmi-jalmi.
And when the world did not want him, he wanted the world. He was found of them that didn't ask for him.
Dipendakan jalmi nu teu mikahoyongna.
He came to his own received him not.
Milikna ku anjeun tapi mata teu narima.
Before we wanted him, he wanted us.
Ketiajan urang hoyong ka anjeun, anjeunna make hoyong urang.
God's heart is burning.
Ati Allah hurung ngageduru.
To give his light to people.
Ngomasihan saangna ka jalmi-jalmi.
To save them.
Tangun nyalamitkeun aranjeuna.
To heal them.
Ngamangkeunan aranjeuna.
They are already bought and paid for.
Aranjeuna tos dipeser sareng pangaosna tos lunas dibayar.
Their evil has already been punished.
Kajahatan aranjeuna tos dihukum.
They're afraid of hell.
Aranjeuna sieun ku neraka.
They're afraid to die.
Yeun maot.
They're afraid of judgment.
Yeun ka hukum.
They're afraid of God.
Yeun ka Gusti.
Nobody needs to be afraid of God.
Bisa urang oge kedah sieun ka Gusti.
God has already sent his son to bear the punishment of everybody.
Kitos ngutus putrana kanggo nanggung hukuman unggal jalmi.
But they don't know it.
Tapi aranjeunna teu terangeun.
We know it.
Urang terang eta.
We can't keep quiet about it.
Urang teu tiasa cicing bae.
What brings out the best in us?
Pangsaenan nu kaluar ti jero diri urang.
Is to know God's plan for people.
Eta terang rencana Allah kanggo manusia.
And to know how we fit into it.
Terang-terang kumaha urang tiasa cocok.
Let me say something that might be a little shocking.
Kidian abdi nyarioskeun anu sakedik ngaruaskeun.
If we don't do it.
Pan urang teu ngalakukeun.
Are you hearing me?
Bandungan saderek.
Let me say that without us.
Kidian abdi nyarioskeun tanpa urang.
He won't do it.
Anjeunna teu tiasa ngalakukeun.
If we don't do it,
kami urang teu ngalakukeun.
He can't do it.
Anjeunna teu tiasa ngalakukeun.
You say God can't do it?
Kadek nyaros Gusti teu aya ngalakukeunana.
No, because he has made a commitment of the gospel into our hands.
Lepat kumargi mantenna atos nyerenkeun Injil ka panangan urang.
After Jesus paid for our sins,
atos Yesus mayar dosa-dosa urang.
Endured our judgment.
Nanggung hukuman urang.
Lifted the curse of sin from us by being made a curse in our name.
Dosa urang sara dijanten hiji kutuk atas nami urang.
After he did all this.
Atas manten nami damel sadayana.
And he came back from the dead.
Salajengna gugah deui ti alam maut.
He came back and met with his people.
Muli deui papendak sareng umatna.
And he explained everything to them.
Ngajelaskeun sagala ka aranjeunna.
As he had done through his life.
Pertos nu dilakukeun sapanjang waktos.
Then the Bible says something funny that I don't think the charismatics have caught on to yet.
Ngajelaskeun nu lucu anu ceuk pamikir abdi mah teu mungkin urang karismatik.
I don't think I'm justified in just saying charismatics.
Abdi teu ngemut abdi ngahakiman kumargi nyebat karismatik.
Jesus ascended to the Father.
Yesus naik ka rama.
And have you noticed that the Bible says in Hebrews, I think it's the right at the beginning of Hebrews, that when he, are you ready for this? When he had himself purged our sins,
tanggeus nyucikeun manusia tina dosana.
He sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high.
Anjeunna munggah deui ka sawarga linggih tengeneun Allah nu maha kawasa.
Did you miss that part?
Asa derek kaleungitan bagian ieu.
He sat down.
Anjeunna linggih.
But you can't sit down.
Tapi saderek teu tiasa ngan calik.
His job was finished.
Pancen atos rengse.
He committed it to us.
Anjeunna masrahkeun ka urang.
Came back from the dead.
Mulih ti alam maot.
Spent 40 days teaching us.
40 dinten ngawulang urang.
Went back to the throne.
Mulih ka tahta terus.
Sat down.
Linggih.
It was finished.
Parantos rengse.
But our work was just begun.
Tapi pancen urang nembe dikawitan.
And that's why it's so interesting that most of our prayers are asking God to do one of two things.
Sakitu katarik anu seueur doa urang nyuhunkeun Allah kanggo midamel hiji atawa dua.
Either for God to do what he's already done.
Tapi Gusti midamel anu atos dipidamalna.
And it says he's already done it.
Anjeunna parantos midamalna.
Or praying for God to do what he told us to do.
Tapi ngadoa ka Gusti kanggo ngalakukeun anu diparentahkeun kanggo urang dilakukeun.
We make a messenger boy out of God.
Urang ngajanten saurang utusan ngajauh ti Allah.
And we sound real holy and real sincere.
Ngadanguna ku urang laras-laras suci sareng
tulus. But it's the easy way out.
Tapi ieu jalan kaluar nu gampil.
We're great in this prayer.
Urang rajin ngadoa saproses ieu.
Oh God, move across the country.
Gusti, lawat ieu nagara.
We love for God to move.
Urang resep lawatan Allah.
I'm gonna tell you something.
Abdi bade nyeros ka saderek.
God's not going anywhere.
Gusti teu mungkin angkat ka mana.
God's waiting for you to move across the country. I'm sorry that it's that way. I'm sorry that it's that way. Oh God, speak to those dear people in the hospital and visit them by your Spirit. Oh, the Spirit. Wow, the Holy Spirit is handy.
Wow, Roh Suci.
You know, we found that scripture where he made angels ministering spirits.
Ayat mantena marentakeun malaikat.
And boy, have we jumped on board.
Oh, urang tos ngajleng.
We've sent them angels all over town. Because we got to keep up with the ball game.
Margi urang sibuk main bal.
And the angels haven't got anything else to do.
Para malaikat teu gaduh pada malahan.
So we've learned how to send them to do the thing that God told us to do. Because they are ministering angels for us. We can watch television. We don't have to go. I gotta be careful. A great soul winner was asked to speak for a women's group.
Tukang menangkan jiwa nu hebat langsung kenyereuskeun di hiji kelompok istri.
He was a secretary of evangelism for the United Methodist Church worldwide for 25 years.
Anjeunna teh sekretaris penginjilan kanggo United Methodist Church.
And for 25 years.
Layanan di sekolah dunia selama 25 tahun.
One of the most famous men in the Methodist organization.
Kurang pamegat anu komentar nu kawentar di organisasi Methodist.
He was a soul winner.
Anjeunna teh tukang menangkeun jiwa.
He was in town and the women were having a meeting. They asked him to come.
Di kota para istri ngayakeun kumpulan sareng anuhunkeun ka anjeunna kanggo sumping.
As he came in the meeting, he heard some of the women talking about one of their members that had fallen in sin with a married man.
Waktu anjeunna sumping kana kumpulan eta anjeunna ngadangu sababara istri nyarioskeun saurang anggota nu lebet kana dosa sareng sarung pamegat anu tos nih.
So when they introduced him,
tapi waktu dikenalkeun,
he was an old fellow.
Ieu teh tos sepuh.
And kind of a growl for a voice.
Tuantena kadangu burat.
But full of love.
Tapi penuh kasih.
He leaned over the pulpit and he said, I heard you women talking about that woman that's fallen in sin.
Anjeunna nyarandai kana mimbar lajeng nyarios abdi ngadangu aranjeun kaum istri nyarioskeun perkawis saurang istri anu geubis kana dosa.
What have you done to get her back to God?
Naonu atos dilakukeun ku aranjeun kanggo nyandak anjeunna uhide ka Gusti?
Oh, the leader stood up very pious.
Pamimpin natih saleh pisan.
Said Brother Denman.
Tapi Pak Denman.
We pray for her every time we meet.
Di saya ngelua unggal papenak sareng anjeunna.
He looked at her a little bit.
Pangareret ka isi saya.
She sat down.
Istri saya salik.
She sat down.
Ningali ka jalmi seueur.
He looked across the crowd.
Nah, kadirek parantos ngalakukeun pamamaran eta.
You done anything else?
Istri saya ngangkat nasi deui.
And she popped back up.
Anjeunna nyarios.
She said, we call her name every time we pray.
Anjeunna nyarios abdi sadaya nyebat namina.
Good, that's good, that's good.
Ah, eta teh.
She'll go to hell while you do that.
Anjeunna baris ka neraka samentawi saderek ngalakukeunana.
Rough.
Kasar.
True.
Terus.
You can pray your head off, she'll go to hell.
Terus saderek teu kenat-kenat ngadoa anjeunna baris ka neraka.
Ain't you done anything else?
Nah, saderek teu ngalakukeun hal sanes.
Haven't you been to her?
Nah, saderek atos...
Haven't you gone to find her?
Nah, saderek teu milarina.
Well, the women caught on.
Para istri kada saya.
They assigned three women.
Lanjutan nugaskan tilu istri.
They went seeking the lost sheep.
Angkat melarian domba nulengi.
All day they couldn't find her.
Boy aranjina te kekengan.
Next day they looked.
Anjingna aranjina milarian deui.
They finally found her in a very terrible part of town.
Tuna mendakan istri teh di bagian kota nu pikasieun.
The area of prostitution.
Lingkungan tukang lacur.
In a little nasty apartment.
In aji apartemen anu rada poek.
They knocked on the door.
Anjingna ngetokan panto.
This poor dirty woman.
Isi nu kotor nyarengan pikarunyan.
Disheveled, her hair unkempt.
Pusut rambutnya terisisiran.
Opened the door and peeked out.
Bukakan pantau teras ningali keluar.
Shut it quick.
Kendi engal-engal.
The woman didn't go away.
Istri-istri teya terangkat.
They got her to open it again.
Supada sungkan istri teya bukakan pantau deh.
Said, Mary, we've come to talk with you.
Abdi sadaya sumping kang ngobrol.
You don't want to talk to me.
Aranjana tekeda ngobrol sang abdi.
Mary, we love you.
Mary, abdi sadaya nyakanya.
You can't love me after what I've done. I've disgraced the church.
Lanjut mal biasa mekanya abdi saatos naon uku abdi dilakukan.
Mary, they've sent us to tell you we love you.
Mary, gereja ngintun abdi kanggo masihan
terakhir. To make the story short.
Kanggo singkatna serius.
She fell in their arms.
Anjeunna tiasa diolok.
Came back to the church.
Uyi deui ka gereja.
Repented of her sin.
Tobat ti dosana.
Was restored to fellowship.
Dibalikeun ka persekutuanna.
God couldn't come and visit her.
Uyi tiasa sumping sareng anjeunna.
Without people.
Tapi jalmi.
If we don't, he can't.
Bani urang teu ngalakukeun mantenna teu tiasa.
He has committed himself to us.
Anjeunna parantos nyerenkeun salirana ka urang.
You believe that?
Na sadar pasanten.
You've heard the story of the statue in France.
Direktos ngadangu carita perkawis patung di Prancis.
The statue of Christ.
Patung Kristus.
In the village, in front of the village church.
Bayungan gereja di desa.
During the war, a bomb fell near there.
Atos perang di bom bitu di caketanana.
The statue was demolished.
Patung teh hancur.
The villagers came out the next day.
Orang desa sarumping.
When the bombardment had ceased.
Waktu beres anu ngabom.
They began to pluck up with care and gather all the pieces of the statue.
Patung ditarik hati-hati sareng ngempelkeun sadaya semprekan patung.
An artist in the village started reassembling the pieces.
Urang seniman desa ngawitan nyusun deui semprekan.
They decided to not try to camouflage the breaks.
Aranjeunna satuju kanggo teu nutupan nu rarengat.
They would remind the people of the scars of Jesus. They reassembled all the broken pieces. But they never could find his hands. Somebody quipped, "What good is our Christ without hands?" And that gave somebody else an idea. And they went to the engraver and had a bronze plaque engraved.
Larian seorang tukang ukir sareng ngadamel hiji panangan.
And the man took it and affixed it to the base of the statue.
Ieu teh nyandak sareng masang figura.
And the next day as the villagers came by.
Dinten salajengna waktu urang desa ngalangkung.
They got the idea of Christianity.
Lanjeunna king ide perkawis ka Kristenan.
It said, "I have no hands but your hands."
Kami teu miboga panangan, panangan maraneh nu bakal migawena.
See, if we won't do it, he can't do it.
Urang ngalakukeunana anjeunna teu tiasa ngalakukeunana.
We are his hands.
Urang teh pananganana.
He works through us.
Anjeun midamel ngalangkungan urang.
You don't have to respond to God's will.
Kadarek teu peryogi nangga pangersalah.
But I want to.
Tapi abdi bade.
As a boy, I don't know what was different about me.
Abdi terang naon anu benten tina diri abdi.
I look back and marvel on my childhood.
Abdi mali ka tukang heran ku waktos barudak keneh.
I'm from 13 children on a farm.
Abdi ti keluarga sareng 13.
I'm the 7th boy.
Abdi putra pamegat nu katujuh.
And why did I want to follow Jesus?
Naon abdi hoyong ngiring Yesus.
I did.
Yoyong.
I gave my heart to Jesus my older one of my older brothers got converted. He was the meanest one of the family. And he was so foul in his language. And me as a little 12-year-old boy, I didn't like to be around him. And he got converted among the holy rollers. My people were... You don't know what they are? I wonder what you're going to say. My parents were Baptists.
Ibu abdi teh urang baptis.
Real Baptists.
Urang baptis sejati.
Good Baptists.
Urang baptis nu
bagus. Good Baptists. They didn't like those Pentecostals.
Dina ngaregepkeun urang Pentecostal.
My dad thought they were nuts.
Bapa mikiran dina teh nu aya hartos.
Because they talked these languages.
Aranjeunna nyarios dina basa roh.
And my brother came home talking another language.
Kami uy ka rorompok bari nyarios sanes.
And for 3 days, he couldn't talk English. And my dad knew those fanatic Pentecostals had made him lose his mind. But I was intrigued by Lonnie, my brother. We milked the cows together. Lonnie was mean to the cow. If they kicked, he'd take his stool and beat him on the back. I see him cut through to the bone.
Sure.
That morning he came down the hill. Singing with a word I had never heard in my life. A long, difficult word to say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I never heard that. I didn't know whether that was English or not. I was watching this deal.
We
were milking the cows. Old bossy
kicked.
The bucket went over.
Ember tibalik.
I thought,
oh.
Poor bossy.
Karunya teuing bossy.
Lonnie reached up on her side.
Loninya penganu sabeulana.
Hallelujah.
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 Went on milking.
Abdi ngemut.
I thought, this is something real. He took me.
Anjeuna ngajak abdi.
They didn't have anyone that could play the old piano.
Anjeuna teu gaduh jalmi nu tiasa main.
I could play anything I heard.
Tiasa main musik naon anu kulangu.
I played the piano.
Abdi.
We had church.
Nanya ka baktosan.
When the woman got through preaching,
waktu istri teh khutbah,
I got saved.
Abdi diselamatkeun.
The first salvation message I ever heard in my life, I got saved. Hallelujah, I got saved. I didn't care whether my Baptist daddy liked it or not, I got saved. And a few nights later, I received the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gave me utterance. Oh, when I got home late that night, I couldn't stop it. And I was afraid of what my dad might do. I had to go through his bedroom to get to my room. I was afraid of him. Don't misunderstand me, he's a wonderful man. But he didn't like those Pentecostals. I couldn't stop it. He said, "You better shut that up and get to bed. We got our work tomorrow." I tried, but I couldn't.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I don't know why I was like that. At great pain, I never missed church. 3 miles to church. Many times I had to walk. When it was snowing, Or when it was muddy, the old roads were clay and they were muddy.
Tapi jalan ledok, jalan tanah sarang ledok.
But Tommy Osborne was there.
Tommy Osborne ada di situ.
Teaching a Bible class.
Ulang kelas Alkitab.
Praying with people.
Ngadoakeun jalmi-jalmi.
Playing music.
Main musik.
5 miles across the hill from our farm was a town called Pawnee. You may have heard of the Pawnee Indians.
Imam Indipun tasan gunung ti kebon abdi ayah hiji kota disebut Pawnee. Manawi sadere kantos ngadangu.
It was the center of the Pawnee Indians at that time.
Waktu eta kota teh puseurna urang Indian Pawnee.
Once or twice a year, we would go to town.
Kali atanapi dua kali sataun abdi angkat ke kota.
The Indians were always sitting on the lawn around the courthouse.
Indian osuk caralik di buruan jukut di sabudeureun kantor pengadilan.
I love to get close to them.
Disok ayak di caket maranjina.
And hear them talk.
Langukeun aranjina nyarios.
I never heard any other language in my life except
abdi
those Indians.
Kantos ngadangu bahasa sanes dina hirup abdi.
It intrigued me.
Ieu ngagugakeun minat abdi.
I never dreamed that someday I would be able to communicate in 3 languages.
Kantos nyimpen yen dina hiji dinten baristiasa nyarios dina 3 basa.
Someone gave me a little press, a little printing press.
Karasa urang masihan ka abdi hiji mesin cetak alit.
I cut sacks, paper sacks, and made square pieces of paper and printed tracks.
Abdi motong kertas semen ngabentuk segi opat sareng nyetak traktat.
I had rubber letters.
Abdi gaduh huruf-huruf karet kertas eta diserat.
And I printed John 3:16.
Abdi nyetak Yohanes 3 ayat 16.
And then said Jesus loves you.
Yesus mekanyaan jeun.
And then I took them and I handed them every house. I went and handed them to the people.
Abdi dicandak sareng abdi mios masikeun ka jalmi-jalmi.
I never would have dreamed that today we are publishing literature in 132 languages.
Kungsi ngimpen yen ayeuna nerbitkeun literatur 132 basa.
Oh, what God does through a life.
Gusti tiasa ngalakukeun di lebet hirup jalmi.
When you learn what God's plan is,
sadarek diajar naon rencana Gusti,
and how you fit into it.
Kumaha sadarek ngahiji di lebetna.
In Jesus' day and in Paul's day, some responded and some didn't respond. Which are you?
Jaman Yesus sareng jaman Paulus sabeberapa urang nanggap, sareng sabeberapa urang nanggap sadarek ka lebet ka mana?
I love what John said in chapter 1, verse 34.
Abdi resep naon ku Yohanes dicaraoskeun dina pasal 1 ayat 34.
I saw, he said.
Katempo, anjeunna nyarios.
I saw.
Katempo.
He's talking about I saw Jesus.
Anjeunna nuju nyarios perkawis Yesus.
I saw.
Katempo.
And I bear record.
Jeung mere panaksen.
That this is the Son of God.
Anjeunna teh putra Allah.
Response.
Tanggapan.
Do you respond to God's call?
Nah, saderek nganggap panyuralah.
Is it in you? Is a big yes in you?
Aya di lebet saderek, nah ngantep diri saderek.
Or is it a reserved no or wait?
Nah, hiji kabotan henteu atanapi engke deui.
Peter responded.
Petrus ngartoskeun.
He said, who do you say I am?
Nurutkeun maneh saha kami teh.
Said no question. You are the Christ.
Anjeun teh Kristus.
The Son of the Living God.
Putra Allah nu hirup.
Peter responded.
Petrus meratoskeun.
Bartimaeus.
Bartimius.
He heard the crowd.
Anjeun ngadangu panyaur.
Who is it?
Saha eta?
And I always think somebody was nice enough to tell
him. Salah saurang cekap nganggo masian terang anjeun.
A beggar.
Tang baramaen.
Beggar.
Tukang baramaen.
Nobody wants to deal with a beggar.
Ya, kersa ngarepkeun tukang baramaen.
Somebody did.
Salah saurang ngalak.
Oh, they said it's just Jesus.
Oh, saurarangjeuna itu Yesus.
Oh, he said, you mean that one from Nazareth?
Oh, maksud mana teh urang Nazaret teh?
Yes, yes.
Nuhun.
It was his day.
Ieu teh dinten istimewa.
It was his opportunity.
Eta teh kasempetanana.
He responded.
Dina meratoskeun.
Jesus, Son of David, have mercy.
Yesus Putra Daud, sing karunya.
Are you hearing me? What's your attitude when your opportunity comes your way? God put this method together to bring this message to you. God is coming to you.
And
saying, my child, I love you. I've got a big plan for the hurting people of your world. I've died for the world. I gave my son. I want the world to know it. They don't have to die. They can be saved. They're already paid for. But I can't tell them without you. I've come to you. You received me. Now, I've sent this message to you to show you what my will is. I have a plan. A beautiful plan. It can involve you. I'm depending on you. I'm in you. I don't have a voice.
Kami itu nga bukan suara.
You have a voice.
Mane buka suara.
I have spirit.
Kami buka roh.
I am spirit.
Kami tero.
But you are flesh.
Tapi mane mah awak.
I don't have any flesh.
Kami itu buka pisan awak.
Are you hearing me?
Milu ngadagungkeun abdi.
God is speaking to you.
Gusti nuju nyaros ka sadayak.
God is saying.
Gusti nuju nyaur.
My child.
Anak king.
I'm spirit.
Kami tero.
I can't reveal myself to people. If I come in spirit, they'll get afraid and run or fall dead.
Kami datang di Roma, ranena bakal sian lompat terus maut.
I need flesh.
Kami butuh awak.
That's why I sent my son Jesus.
Eta sebabna kami ngutus putra kami Yesus.
The word was made flesh and dwelt among the people.
Pangandikate geus jadi manusia sarta cicing di antara manusia.
You've got flesh.
Aneh boga awak.
I've redeemed you.
I've
paid for your
sins.
So I could come and live in you.
Bisa datang jeung cicing jero
maneh. I need you.
Kami butuh maneh.
I'm spirit.
Kami teh roh.
You're flesh.
Maneh teh manusia.
Let's make a deal.
Ayo urang jieun perjanjian.
I'll give you my spirit.
Kami mere roh.
Give me your flesh.
Maneh mere kami awak.
We'll have a Christian.
Ayo urang baris me boga saurang.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Someone just like Jesus. And then you can be my messenger. And you can be my representative. Because I can't do it alone. I need you. I believe in you. I paid for you. I redeemed you. Because I knew if you would hear the message of the gospel, you would believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Respond. Say yes. Yes. Here am I, Lord.
Ya abdi Gusti.
Oh, yes.
Oh, leres.
Okay.
Mangga.
Count me in.
Abdi hoyong.
Yes, if you're for it, I'm for it.
Upama maneh siap keur eta kami siap.
Yes.
Mangga.
Yes.
Mangga.
I believe.
Abdi percanten.
I believe.
Abdi percanten.
I believe what?
Abdi percanten.
I believe the every sinner is already paid for.
Abdi percanten unggal jalmi dosa tos dibayar.
That your blood was already shed for all of them.
Gusti tos dikucurkeun kang orang jeung.
And they can come to you like I've
Jika
come to you.
Tiasa sumping ka Gusti sapros abdi tiasa sumping ka salira.
If I tell them.
Upami abdi masih ada kalan jeuna. Mangga,
yes.
Mangga.
That brings out your best in me, Lord.
Dan supaya pang saya nanti anjeun di lebet diri abdi.
Knowing what your plan is.
Rang naon rencana jeung.
And knowing how I fit in.
Rang kumaha abdi tiasa cocok di lebetna.
Me, who am I?
Abdi teh saha.
Oh, I'm wonderful.
Oh, abdi luar biasa.
I'm bought and paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Abdi digaleus sareng dibayar ku geti Yesus Kristus.
Nobody can put me down. I'm a child of the King. I'm saved. Christ is alive in me. The resurrected Jesus is in me. He has chosen me and ordained me and sent me with the good news. Hallelujah. I get the picture. Lord, Lord, you redeemed me. You paid for me. You died for me. And you came back from the dead with a new kind of life. And because you believed in me, you went back to heaven and sat down by the Father. You said, my part's done. I don't need to do any more. I've done it all. I've paid for them. I've redeemed them. I've taken their punishment. I've lifted them out of sin. I've destroyed the works of the devil. I've conquered Satan. I've paid for everybody. All I need is some flesh. People. If I can be in people. And if they'll understand, my plan is to tell other people. That will bring out the best in them. That'll take a murderer and a torturer like Paul, Saul, and turn him into a messenger of love.
Kami bakal nyokot tukang mayan jeung tukang aniaya jiga Saulus terus ngaroba jadi saurang utusan kanya.
That'll take a crusty, stinky old fisherman like Peter and make him a messenger of power.
Kami nyokot saurang pamayang kolot anu teu darede. Hanyir jika Petrus terus ngajadikan seorang utusan Injil.
That'll take a naked maniac.
Kami bakal nyokot anu gelo di taranjang. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And turn him into a messenger of Jesus for 10 towns.
Arobanya jadi seorang utusan Yesus ker 10 kota.
That'll take a woman who's had 5 husbands.
Kami bakal nyokot seorang awewen nu boga 5 salaki.
And turn her into a beautiful messenger of Jesus that'll win a town for Jesus.
Arobana jadi saurang utusan Yesus anu geulis nu meunang hiji kota keur Yesus.
What brings out God's best in us?
Naon anu pangsaena ti Gusti dilebet diri urang nu dikaluarkeun?
To know His plan and how we fit in.
Urang terang rencanana sareng kumaha urang cocok dilebetna.
May the Spirit of Jesus quicken you right now.
Teuwes roh Yesus. Nainggalkeun saderek ayeuna keneh.
It's happening.
Nuju ka jantenan.
Accept it.
Tapi eta.
Respond.
Pangartoskeun.
Okay.
Mangga.
Okay.
Mangga.
Okay.
Iya, Kang Abdi.
It's for me.
Mangga Abdi.
I will go.
Gusti berkahan.
God bless you.